Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer member, FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.
If you build it, he will.
It's the Skinny on Sports Podcast with Aaron Cowan.
I throw balls far. You want good words? Data language.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Calc with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
Good Garrison Financial Friday out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to The Skinny on Sports. Right here on 98.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. Scott. Blink twice if you can hear us.
Shoot us a text on the text line. Anything, buddy.
225-9698. Scotty G, not in the house. It's 2 weeks. He doesn't miss 2 weeks in a row very often.
Well, it is Christmas.
It is season. Christmas. He may be. Well, he's not. There's no chance he's skiing, right, with this.
Oh, no. I mean, he could be out of town. He
maybe hanging out in a lodge somewhere.
Yeah.
Just let us know you're okay, buddy. Let us know you're okay. All right, it's going to be Christmas. It's going to be kind of a Christmas-centric
It's the
show.
Skinny on Sports Christmas special.
Christmas special.
Who knows who can come through that door?
Let's hope it's Santa.
With some gifts. Some sports gifts.
Some sports, yeah. That's going to be one of the topics. Your sports Christmas. What do you want to find underneath your sports Christmas tree that maybe you get to unwrap in 2024? Or now, whatever. What kind of sports gifts do you want Santa to bring your way? Also, what's your weekend look like? With Christmas Eve, Sunday. Obviously, we won't be here Monday on Christmas Day. We'll be back Tuesday. So what do you got going on? And most importantly, do you know what's on your menus? You know, Christmas, at least for my family, a lot of times, Thanksgiving is that traditional turkey, ham. Christmas is not that. I know it is for some.
Mm-hmm.
Some kind of roll that back or run it back. Some go non-traditional Thanksgiving. And then Christmas is kind of the turkey, excuse me, or the ham. So what's your menu look like for the weekend? And what do you got going on for Christmas meals? We'll talk a little Thunder at the top of the show. Also, I don't know how much did you listen yesterday? After the show.
Yeah, off and on, yeah.
What a cool. I texted Jim. Did you get to hear all that stuff that Craig played?
Of
old
of
school,
yeah,
Jim?
Yeah.
Sounded like Jim's younger son from the East Coast. The energy and the fired upness of the Ultimate. It was like, whoa.
I wish you could bottle that up.
Yes.
Save it for later in life.
I mean, he was fired up. But I thought it was really. I texted him as Craig was playing some of that. And I was like, man, this day is like an uncle has passed away, except it's just Craig's just retiring. Thankfully, you know. But it was just weird how you, at least for me, I've listened for so long, clear back to high school. And that's in, you know, Hump Man has been there the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, right after us, you know, just some of the post-show stuff that we do. It's the first voice we hear as soon as we as soon as we sign off, it's him.
Yeah.
You know, and you listen, and it's crazy the stories of how it all came to be. I mean, we get to do this every day for an hour and think about back then how foreign the concept was of all-day sports talk radio. I mean, it seems like a given now, but how crazy an idea that truly was back then.
Well, I remember in high school, it was when it was 1340. I think it still was 1340 then. And you could get it, at least growing up in Clinton, you could get it. You know, Clinton kind of sits in that valley, and there are some bad days you couldn't. But we would, you know, after school, I would go mow lawns. And during the summer, we'd mow lawns, and we'd ride around these old trucks that only had AM radio in it. So that was basically the only station it could get, fortunately, because we would listen to sports talk. And, yeah, you just think it was always there, but it wasn't. And Huntman was a big part of why we have sports talk radio in Oklahoma. It's pretty awesome. It's a pretty awesome story, and what a great way, what a great career. And I think Brad said it, you know, he said, I've always thought this, and he said it, it's a shame that we have to have funerals to celebrate somebody.
Yeah.
Because they never hear it. They never hear all these great things. And said, he said, in a weird way, it was kind of like you said, kind of like an uncle dying or a funeral. But it was a celebration of a great career, and it's really cool that he got you know, he's here to hear all that great stuff said about him.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, to a man, everyone on that station essentially owes.
Yeah.
What they're doing now to that guy having that vision.
And other stations. You know, there's other stations like the Ref and I can't remember the other franchise. Mm-hmm. They were honoring him too because that stems out. Because at some point, I mean, you can go back and find when some of those guys, Steely, where they all started at the Animal, and that's because of Craig.
Yeah, so. I wish, we were doing what we do. But I guess they, pretty cool to let him on there. I guess Steelman was on the air yesterday.
Yeah. Well, there's a camaraderie.
Yeah, but you know good and well.
Sure. We wouldn't let
I mean, no offense, Drew. You're not coming on.
That's what we're going to say his name, but I respect the guy. I mean,
absolutely. But there's no chance we're letting him on.
No.
You know, I mean, that's just the nature of the business, right?
I mean, if we're being candid here, I'll be honest. Sometimes we share ads with them and their voices get on our airwaves and it bugs me. No disrespect to them, I love them, but I worked with them for a time, but it's just like, hey, keep your voices on your airs and we'll keep ours on our air. but there is, like I said, a camaraderie and it's like a fraternity or a brotherhood of sorts. Mm-hmm. Where there's a lot of respect there. You know, like I mentioned, those other radio stations, they were tweeting out and Facebook posting their congrats to Craig, and rightfully so.
Yeah, and then you look up at the Thunder game, and him and Sam and Mark are on the front row, and next thing you know, he's being honored and shooting the T-shirt cannon and all of it. It was really, you know, I'd kind of forgotten until listening to that yesterday. I'd really kind of forgotten how he had stepped away from the air stuff until BBJ passed away. He had kind of started this process 8.5 years ago.
Right.
And then BBJ passed away, and he, you know, in the newspaper article in the Oklahoman that Joe Masato wrote, and it was an awesome article, but he talked about how he stepped back into that time slot because he didn't feel it was fair for anybody else to have to do it.
Right.
You know, and that's just a kind of a very selfless.
And if you've noticed, if you paid attention, you know, BBJ in that time slot, he was a big rock fan, and he used some, I mean, hard rock at times for his return music. And Huntman kept that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. He never changed that. He kept that, you know, out of honor of him. That was cool. But a lot of people forget that. You're right. I forgot about that part.
Yeah, that he was trying to kind of get this started a long time ago.
I don't know if they've said
I haven't heard it.
Who's going to take over?
I have not heard that. I would imagine it's I don't know. Does one of the guys that's had a slot, would they prefer that one? I mean, obviously you hear new voices for the first time in the history of the station. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been, that's what's crazy. Outside of the morning show that has changed around a little bit. Now, it's been, gosh, probably longer than we want to even admit that it's been the way it is now. Has it been a decade? Surely not quite, but
with
I bet it's
generation
getting,
of the morning animals.
Yeah, I bet it's getting close though.
Doesn't feel like that, but
I promise you, it's been forever. I mean, you know what I mean.
Well, I remember when the big change came, and a couple of them went over to what was that new station that was formed? Was it the franchise?
I think so. And then from there, like Steely's already to the ref.
Yeah,
he's on it. We just had a text about being on the animal at Tulsa. He's on the ref right now, 14:30, and from like noon to 2 or 11 to 2, something like that. But anyhow,
yeah.
Outside of that, you know, you really haven't heard a new voice in a long time. But obviously Jim's integrating Matt a lot more now. You look up and Gideon and Matt are doing the show that they do, and the Thunder stuff, and
yeah.
Obviously Sam, and you know, there's just a lot of There's for the first time in a long time, there's a little bit of a new voices on the airwaves here, mixed in with the old ones. So I honestly, I haven't heard him announce what's going to happen.
You would think
Sam makes a lot of sense.
Sam makes a lot of sense
because he doesn't have any. He's not, you know, the Thunder stuff, and obviously his dad.
Yeah, and I've noticed when they bring in new blood. You know, they start him as an engineering level or a board op level. And for those who don't know, those guys are kind of behind the scenes. They're getting the phone calls on. They're sending two commercials, coming out of breaks, letting the talent know, okay, you're on in five, you know, stuff like that. But you hear that they slowly integrate them into the show. You know, Jim's really good at that too, in talking with his engineer and getting his thoughts and stuff. And you've seen them elevate more into a prominent role. Gideon, I think, was more like that. Now he's more of the Thunder pregame show, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yes and no. But it's been obvious, I think, from day one that Ravis is being groomed to be an air guy.
Yeah.
Of, you know, still doing what he does when he's not with the Thunder. But, you know, Jim hasn't really... He's asked opinions every now and again, but, I mean, it's almost like a two-man show ever since Ravis has taken over that slot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now, yeah, he's right there with Gideon on the pregame stuff for the Thunder and postgame stuff for the Thunder. And, you know, you kind of forget that Craig did that for so long, too.
Yeah.
You know, when the Thunder first got here. And that was kind of part of stepping away from the BBJ thing, and then, you know, he passes away, and there he is right back in there. But I thought it was really – hearing a bunch of that old sound, so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got a chance to go back from Thursday night. I know it was like a three-hour deal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Where they played – he and Sam played a bunch of old tapes. I'm really interested. I can remember hearing the call of that Jinx Union game. They had Kevon Jones on yesterday to talk about the ending of that game in like 2001, I think. 2002, one of those.
One of those.
Where he scored an 80-yard touchdown and 21 seconds left. Just a memorable game. I remember hearing it at the time, but it's been 20 years. You know, and I think that – I know they played a bunch of that with him and Mark the last couple of minutes of that game. So I really can't wait to kind of sit down and – I know that's podcasted, and go back and listen to all that sound and think about all the different, you know, the golf stuff that he's been able to do. It's amazing.
From what I understand, he's still going to go.
Try to. He kept on saying, if they'll have me back, which,
yeah.
And as he mentioned, and, you know, you take for granted that you're going to see the Masters on CBS each and every year because that's who, you know, but at the same time, like he said, it's a year-to-year contract that the Masters has to approve. And, you know, I think last year he was one of only two or three maybe radio stations, two outside of Augusta, that gets
a
credential, which is just nuts to think about. But he said he'd had a credential since 1998 to go, and
that's crazy.
It's just, what an awesome deal. I'm kind of kicking myself for not texting Jim. May still do it. And it's being like, hey, ask Craig, as a first time Masters trip goer, what would you do? I mean, what can you absolutely not miss on the grounds or what have you?
I almost text Jim for you the other day. I was just driving. I thought, you know, because he started talking about golf. And you know, wait a minute, has Aaron even texted him?
No.
I'm sure there's still time.
Yeah, it's all the way.
I mean, obviously, but.
All the way till April. But what a cool day. It was a super cool day of just nostalgia.
Yeah.
And especially because I think a lot of people listening right now have listened for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
All right, last night, Thunder. Clippers come in the hottest team in the NBA. Winners of 9 straight. They started 8-10. And then going into last night, they were 17-10. So obviously that 9-game winning streak. You know, it was a game, it felt like Oklahoma City kind of had control of it the whole time. And then you look up and it's, what, just a 5-point lead at halftime. The Clippers start the third quarter, actually wrestle the lead away from the Thunder at one point, and then bam, what, the 14-0 run. And the Thunder end up kind of blowing the thing away right through there. Win 134-115. I'll be really honest about it. It was a good win. It's obviously a good win, beating any team that has, you know, George and Harden. Kawhi didn't play, you know, and so that kind of takes a little bit of the shine off of it. But also, I mean, this is a win. Even if you didn't think the Thunder would be where they're at, I think this is a game, if you know, you can look on the schedule and kind of find wins or find losses.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder hadn't played since Monday. L.A. was coming out. It was the second night of a back-to-back, third in 4 nights. I mean, everything really set up for a Thunder victory. And I think maybe in the second half, that's where the fatigue set in, as the Clippers give up 70 second-half points to OKC. Oklahoma City outscores them 14 and moves on to win 134-115. Great win against a team that had been white hot coming in, but I also think there was a lot of schedule advantages for Oklahoma City coming off a couple of days of rest.
And Kawhi not playing.
And obviously no Kawhi.
And they said some
hip contusion or something.
Hip contusion, but I think we all know what it was. It's a back-to-back and he wanted the rest. But you want to – I mean – even without Kawhi, they still had George, they still had Harden, they still had Westbrook. And but the schedule and just the way it shaped up, it's a good win. And that's still a very good team in the Clippers, who were white hot coming in. My worry was there's going to be some rust from Monday to Thursday for the Thunder, and clearly it wasn't. They used that time off to their advantage and got a very big win. It's also one you could look on your schedule and go, that's one of those key wins. They needed that win. Who knows how much this will benefit them as the season progresses when it comes to standings and stuff. So those are those wins. You got to, you know, protect your home court, and they look good doing it, man. How about Chet already being they just saying, give him the Rookie of the Year now. Give him the Dunk of the Year now, if that is a thing. That thing – talk about talk about improvisation in the moment. I don't think do you think he practices? I'm sure he, you know, just for fun, they do that in shoot around, but do you think they go and go, okay, I'm going to try this in a game? That was pretty cool. That was insane. I want to see more of that from a rookie. That was crazy. But he looked great. He looked good.
First time he didn't block a shot, which seems weird, the way that he had been patrolling the paint, but – you know, it was just young legs, obviously, tired legs. As Jared on the text line, you know, the youth, the difference in the makeup of the two teams is immense. So, you know, if the roles were reversed schedule-wise, Oklahoma City may have been a little bit more formidable through the entirety of the 48 minutes because of the young legs versus, you know, L.A. And you look up and down that lineup and up and down the roster, it's an older team. There's no doubt about that. And so, yeah, everything played into the Thunder's favor from a scheduling standpoint, and they played good. I mean, 16 of 34 from three. You're talking about 35 assists and 51 made baskets. And I think the one number, and it's been harped on throughout, but any game, the rebounding advantage for the Clippers was just two. And any game that it's, you know, a handful or closer, Oklahoma City's going to have a very good chance to win. I mean, they've won games getting out-rebounded by 20 to 25. If they can keep that margin in the single digits, mm-hmm. the way that they've been shooting the basketball, once again, 16 of 34 from three, I think they came in, both teams came in tied for third in three-point accuracy across the league, and obviously a 47% night doesn't hurt that. Oklahoma City shoots 59% as a team from the field. I mean, those are just numbers that are going to equate to wins almost each and every night. And sure enough, it did again last night. So it's kind of a cool stretch as far as the name teams. Got the Clippers in here last night. Lakers coming up on Saturday. Flip to next week. The Knicks and the T-Wolves. I think it's T-Wolves first, then Knicks on like Tuesday and Wednesday. Back to Denver. I mean, they're Boston the first week of January. So there's a really good stretch of home games. Only the Denver game is on the road, and those I mentioned here over the next week and a half or so. And so this is a time where, yeah, it's tough, but boy, if with each win you tick off here in this stretch, it really seems like, we mentioned it. How many games until you decide, you know what? Thunder are just good, and the Thunder are going to be a team that's fighting for top four position, owning a home court for a first round playoff series. It's just at some point we just kind of got to decide, you know what? That's what's going to happen. You know,
yeah,
18-8, 26 games. That's almost a third, or one game away from it being a third of 81.
Well, you mentioned going back to the schedule, and you could look at, okay, there's a win, there's a win, there's a loss, there's a win. You know, I'm seeing, you mentioned that stretch there. I mean, that's a lot of winnable games at home, and all of a sudden they've won three in a row.
Yep,
three in a row. They can go six in a row. They can win five out of those six, and that puts them in great position. And then you're already talking, you're into January, but then you go down that schedule, and it's starting to shake out where you can see more wins than losses. You know, flip a coin on Denver. You know, but the youthfulness is what got to excite you, because it's and I like what you're saying, where even if it was like, say, if the Thunder on a back-to-back, you know, those legs are going to carry you longer because of the youthfulness on this team. And then I keep questioning. I mean, I keep asking myself last night, would Kawhi Leonard even made a difference last night? I mean, it felt like the way the Thunder played that game, they never really in some trouble. There was that moment in the third quarter, and then they went on that run. It's just a team you're starting to believe in more that could win than you know, blow games. You know, there's that youthfulness to them. I guess last year, even the year before, where, you know, I know there's a whole tanking aspect of it, but there were winnable games that they just couldn't pull out. And now that's kind of turning that corner. The talent is rising. SGA is an MVP candidate. You got, of course, mentioned Chet as a Rookie of the Year candidate. It's all falling into place. This is pretty fun. It's starting to make a believer out of me, is what I'm saying. But I'm still kind of like the Sooners. I'm still kind of, well, let's get a few more games under our belt. Let's see where we're at.
Yeah, we're a third way through the season.
I know.
I mean, that's the difference here. Is, I guess you could probably say that about OU too. 10-0 with, you know, you play 30 or 35 games.
Yeah, that's a third way through the season.
But there's an obvious what's coming for Oklahoma, which is the Big 12 versus here. I mean, you're kind of, you know, the way it's not like you have a conference slate left to play. You've been playing some of the better teams throughout the NBA. I think I'd read going into this stretch of home games, Oklahoma City's strength of schedule is like number 12 in the league so far, which is, you know, top third, and the remaining is like 16th, so kind of right in the middle of what they've got left. You know, those numbers can fluctuate depending on wins and losses on any given night. But it gives you an idea that, yeah, they haven't played the toughest schedule, but it certainly hadn't been the easiest. And then what they've got is even a little bit easier than what they played. So far, so good. I don't think there's any doubt that the excitement of what Oklahoma City and the Thunder, you know, I don't know if it's ever what it takes to ever get back to what it was, if it can even get back to what it was. You know, that it's kind of that first time aspect of what the Thunder were in the early 2010s. And everybody falling in love with something for the first time. I don't know if you can ever replicate that. But the Thunder are trying desperately to get kind of back to that. I just know you don't, you know, back then, whether it be Facebook or whatever, you'd see a bunch of people that you don't realize care about sports talking about the Thunder, right? You don't really see that yet with what's going on now. You know what...
January is a month you got to watch.
Yeah, but
17 games, 11 of them on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then home games, just here we go, picking apart the schedule. Home games, let me start at the top. Boston, Portland, or Orlando, very winnable. And twice with Portland. And then at the end of the month, it's Minnesota and Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, sprinkled in with those road trips there. That's right there. Look at January. Let's see where they're at the end of January. I'm not trying to throw pessimism at him. I'm just saying that's a stretch. That month right there. Let's see if that youth can carry them through those four-game road games, through those tough home games. And then at the end of January, if they're still where they're at, sign me up, man. Sign me up.
I mean, there's always stretches. I mean, we're in the middle of one. Or right. Like, oh, this could be where the ball drops. Or they win three in a row.
Yeah.
And then look like, you know, the Minnesota game, outside of that one, could beat everybody until you get to Boston. Or, you know, at Denver, it's always going to be tough, especially with the way that Oklahoma City was able to win that one last time. You know what October 28th is?
October 28th?
October 28th. As far as I heard this yesterday.
Like this coming, like no, next no, no. year, or what? What?
About 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You know what that? You know what significance that has in the NBA?
In the NBA, no.
I mean, that's been a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
October 28th, almost 2 months ago.
Was that when the last time Detroit won a game?
That's exactly what it is.
The Texas Rangers have won more than they have in the month of November.
Saturday, October 28th, the third game of the season, they beat the Bulls 118-102. Since then, they've lost 25 in a row.
Goodness gracious.
25.
Well, we know what they want for Christmas.
Great.
Man.
Yeah, speaking of.
What is going on there? I mean, you got Cunningham. It looked kind of bright momentarily. Now, I mean, clearly the coach is gone, and they're chanting, sell the team. Come on, man.
Monty Williams is the coach, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
I think so.
Man, I don't want to do that for him, but if you're not winning, you're not winning. You're not doing your job.
I think it's his first year there.
Oh, good night.
All right.
Historically bad, isn't it?
It's got to be getting up there. What do you want for sports Christmas? We'll talk about it next.
Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs, as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.
The Skinny on Sports.
First or last, baby!
Welcome back. Skinny on Sports, 98.1 FM, the sports animal. It's a Garrison Financial Friday. Scotty G not able to make it in with us today. He is a full financial planner. He's shopped the open market to bring you the best value on your life insurance and your investments. scott@soonerwealth.com is his email address. 124 North Main Street right here in Elk City is the location of his office. And you can give him a ring at 580-821-1219. We'll tell you more about all the things that Scott can do for you down at Garrison Financial throughout the entirety of the show. You ask about historic prospects for the Detroit Pistons. They currently own the fourth longest losing streak in NBA history at 25 straight. One more loss would put them in a two-way tie with the 2010-2011 Cleveland Cavaliers, which that would be the first post-LeBron year for Cleveland. Also, the 76ers, the process 76ers of 2013-2014, were 26 straighters. So Detroit, one behind second, and then the longest losing streak in NBA history. Any guesses?
The longest losing streak in NBA history is I'm going to go with Sacramento.
It's still the process. The process was long.
And,
yeah. So they had a 26-gamer in the 2013-2014 season. Then they had a 28. They lost the last 10 of the 14-15 season, and then lost the first 18 of the 15-16 season for 28. So Philly, the process, the process owns the longest and tied for second longest losing streaks in NBA history.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
So, Detroit right on the heels of Philly and then the LeBron-less Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah, we know what they would like to see underneath their Christmas tree. It'd be a win.
Or, you know, this keeps working out for them. They can just draft Bronny and then get LeBron as a bonus.
Yes, that could happen too.
See Trammell's article, latest blog post or whatever they're calling it on Sellout Sports.
Mm-mm.
Said, why not Thunder have all those picks, use one on Bronny?
Oh, good gosh.
He actually wrote that. How about because he's not any good? How about that?
Well, and it's
not
point-
worth trying to get. What's going to happen is whoever drafts Bronny, he's going to be. They're going to be forced to be to trade him to L.A.
Or forced to take on a 50-year-old LeBron.
Or LeBron's going to go, I'm not going to Detroit. Or I'm not going to small market fill in the blank. How about because he calls his shot. He makes where he does what he wants to do, and they'll make it work for him. That's what's going to happen. I think it's a pipe dream. If anyone thinks they're going to draft Bronny, that they're going to get LeBron. That's not going to happen. They're going to draft Bronny. And LeBron's going to strong-arm them into trading them to L.A.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. The L.A. thing may...
Or the Lakers are straight up going to draft him. There's going to be this unspoken understanding, like, I don't draft him because he's reserved for the Lakers.
Yeah, the problem that's all well and good. Problem is he's not any good.
He's not any good. I know that. But this is a player-controlled league, and it's led by LeBron, and he's going to make this path for him to come to L.A. Guarantee it. I'll bet any amount of burritos on it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm in on this. I think he wants them to play together, but I don't know that. Well, here's the deal. You're not going to have to make any sort of agreement for other teams not to draft Bronny. No one's going to draft Bronny.
No one's going to draft him, yeah.
So now the deal is, will the Lakers succumb to the LeBron pressure?
Yes.
Not when he's 40. Who cares what 40-year-old – I mean, listen, he's been amazing. Let's see how it ends. Did he put all of his eggs in the in-season tournament basket? What's he got left for the
right?
Playoffs?
They've done nothing
maybe,
since then.
Maybe he's just an alien. Who knows? I mean, the guy is unbelievable. There's no doubt about that. But
unbelievably insufferable.
82 games of basketball is different than, you know, Brady playing until 45 in football. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's a totally different level of physical exertion on your body. Eventually, he's got to break down, at least a little bit. All right, what do you want to see? Christmas coming up, Christmas Eve on Sunday, Christmas on Monday. What would you like to see? A couple of gifts underneath your sporting Christmas tree.
Well, I kind of went year-round, right? So I'll start, we're still in the NFL season, and this is kind of, you know, dumb, but it's always a failed season if Dallas doesn't make a deep playoff run. So I'll just cap it with Dallas in the Super Bowl. Not necessarily a Dallas win in the Super Bowl, just in the Super Bowl. So that's what I want to unwrap, a Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah, I didn't even go that far. Yeah. I would settle for an NFC title game.
Well, I almost put that, but then I thought, well, that doesn't matter. Even if they get to the NFC title game and lose, oh, what a failure, another failure season.
Yeah, not.
That's how they'll cap it. Stephen A. Idiot would say that. And so I'm like, get to the Super Bowl. Get to the Super Bowl.
You know what I want more than anything? Speaking of, like, just right here off the bat. How about a 7th grade boys basketball win?
Oh, dear.
Poor fellas. Defeated so far.
Oh.
Let's unwrap
they'll get a win.
Let's unwrap a win for the Little Elks 7th graders.
They'll
huh?
get a win. They'll get one.
They stole victory from the – they stole defeat from the jaws of victory a couple times last week.
They're learning. They'll figure it out.
So I'm going to go with – that's going to be my first gift.
Okay. I didn't go personal. I didn't really get personal.
I mean, that's not for me. I'm not like I'm coach or anything.
So yeah. So outside of that, what's your next one?
I'm gonna go with a home playoff series for the Thunder.
Okay. Then I set a top four seed.
Same thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Meaningful playoff basketball, not a play-in, a playoff, a crazy crowd, all wearing the same shirt, standing, waving towels, going nuts. A top four seed. Yes, that's what I want to.
Here's another one, staying in the basketball realm of things. I want what we got, is it 2 years ago? On Championship Saturday?
You've peaked on my list, dude. You peaked on my list.
Except for 2 weekends straight. In March, to send the big house out in style with just great state tournaments.
Well, I went to state tournament, but I said a local team or teams in the state tournament. The more local we get in there, the more invested we are and the more exciting it is, right?
Maybe one of those chairs.
Yeah. But with there, you know, if we get that 1 year where we had, it seemed like every game, what year was that? Felt like every championship game, there was a represented team from Western Oklahoma that we followed dearly.
All but 1 year.
Lee was a part of it. I know Canute was in there. Was that 2020?
Yeah, it may have been.
Right before COVID. Right before everything shut down.
I think it was. You had – well, the first game was what's the green team?
Varnum? And
yes.
Hammond?
No. It was Varnum and Lomega. Because I did the first game and I was done.
You had to leave, yeah.
No, I didn't have to leave. I was just done.
Oh.
Because then we got that. Oh, we got Arapahoe.
Three other games that featured our broadcasters.
Arapahoe Indians. That was that
Boys
what, double
Garber,
or triple
Garber?
Overtime game.
Garber?
It was Garber, I believe.
Yeah.
And then Canute played Hydro Weekly in the finals. And then it was Leedy and Duke.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what local teams in the state tournament. And a cherry on top would be local teams playing on Saturday.
Yeah, like it was that year.
Yeah.
That was a crazy year.
Local teams in the state tournament. That's what I want to see. That's what I want for Christmas.
What else you got? Yeah, 2020. That's when it was. Because Duke won in 2020.
Yeah.
Their only title.
Going chronologically. OU in the Sweet 16. I think they're good enough to win two tournament games this year. I know it's only December 22nd, and I'm already saying that. And I know there's the rigors of the Big 12. But even a 5-loss conference slate can get you a top 4 seed, can get you in favorable position to win a couple of games. So if OU can go in and survive the Big 12 like that, go in healthy, go in hot, Get him in that second weekend. Just get him in that second weekend. I want to still be interested in March Madness by the second weekend with a local team. And OU's our best bet, right? I mean, who knows what OU's not really good this year.
OSU is struggling.
OSU is what they are.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Tulsa. OU's your best bet. I want OU in the Sweet 16. I think they can do it if they can shoot.
Better start with the tournament, even though it looks like that's a pretty good chance. I want Jack, Gary, and Tom Watson to play the par three at Augusta.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah. It would be cool to watch them with my own eyes live.
Yeah. And on that note, and this is very obtainable, I just want a green hat. So I'll give you any amount of money.
You just want a green Masters hat?
I want the green Masters hat.
Oh, that's pretty simple.
And I might ask for a polo too, but the green hat. I just want one of those. But yeah, you're gonna check a lot of Christmas wishes off your list at Augusta, I'm sure.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Here's one on the text line. OU in the SEC football championship.
Okay, I didn't go that far, but I did say OU in the first 12-team playoff. That means they did good enough in the SEC to get into the top 12 to get to the playoff. That doesn't mean that they got into the SEC championship, but it means their first year in the SEC was a success if they can get in the playoffs.
I'm going to go ahead and take that a step further. You know what I want when it comes to the college football playoff?
Hmm.
And I think it would have to be this way because of the new conference. You know what I want in the college football playoff?
What's that?
Bedlam in Stillwater.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Bedlam in Stillwater. The reason I say Stillwater, just because it feels like Oklahoma State with a conference title in the Big 12 might be
the host.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, maybe they may even be too high in the pecking order to play that first week. So maybe just Bedlam wherever in the playoff.
That's a good one. I'll go back just a little bit. I know the Rangers got my all-time.
You can't get – I mean, what do you want now?
An AL West title.
I think the
world title.
I think you'd
stick it to Houston.
I think you'd trade the AL West division title for a World Series.
Of course. But just to kind of the trifecta there, get the AL West title. They got the AL championship. They got the world title. Just to stick it to Houston. I was just trying to go all sports year round. That's my list. You got any more on yours?
Yeah, I do. I got one more. And go back a little bit. In May. Second weekend in May. I want to be where you have been in your broadcasting career. I want to be in the radio booth.
Yeah.
At the Bricktown Ballpark with the Brown and White playing for a 4A title.
It's a good one. Very possible one.
If we could unwrap. I think that'd be – that one would, you know, here's the deal. I don't have to hope I get Masters tickets underneath the tree. I already know I have them.
Right.
So – but locally, I think that would be if I got what do I want Santa to bring us? What do I want Santa to bring me for the sports year? I want to go with the Big Elks playing in the finals of the baseball tournament. Oh, that's funny, Sam. See that?
That was a good one.
I want a new butt. Mine's cracked.
That's a dad joke if I ever heard one. I'm using that, by the way. I'm going to use that watch my kids go, oh,
jeez, dad.
Oh. Any preference of opponent in the title
game? Oh, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's just kind of the trifecta, right?
Of course.
3 years in a row, except for the finals, and the Elks win. How about that?
Yes. I think I knew the answer on that one. So when we get in these silences, it means we're reading text messages because we don't want to read them on air in case there's bad word. In case there's something.
Especially when you see one name up there,
yeah.
Sam.
Yeah.
You always got to be a little bit careful of what he might have.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Question on Elk baseball. Yeah, I don't. I haven't heard.
I saw there's surgery yesterday.
Surgery. See what the rehab's going to be like. Yeah. Our man, we can text.
Was Cash
his daddy? And ask him how everything went. But I don't know. I don't know what the. I think the important thing is, not disrespecting all the other. It's a team sport. Everybody contributes, but the pitcher's okay.
Man, there's another kid that nobody even has any idea about right now that's going to be vital on the mound. So.
Well, looking forward to it. Speaking of baseball, it certainly feels like.
That's who had his surgery yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it was a shoulder.
Could have been just a cleanup job. I don't know.
Let's hope.
Yep.
Let's hope so. It was a double dip, actually.
I know.
Two of those children had shoulder surgery.
I don't know
yesterday.
As a parent emotionally how I could handle that, but.
Yes, Sam, that's who I'm talking about. Bryce Mouse. He's going to be a huge part.
Cool.
Huge part of Big Elk baseball coming up in the spring.
Very good.
All right, when we come back, what's on your Christmas menu? Literally, food-wise. What are you doing this weekend? How does the flow of things go? We'll wrap up the week with more Christmas talk right here on the Skinny on Sports.
Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer member, FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.
The Skinny on Sports.
Just a bit outside.
Welcome back, Skinny on Sports, 1992.
What?
What? Nah, that's tough.
But here, the list from Sam here looks good.
Yeah, so what
I
do you have?
I might go to Sam's house.
I'm going to Sam's. I'm going to Sam's for food.
There. Yeah, I'll meet you there.
His wife's gumbo, steaks, and taters. Hello.
That sounds good.
So what will you have?
So it's his wife's gumbo. It's not his gumbo, so there must be a special recipe to this. I need to figure that out. Love a taste test on that one, Sam. What are we having? Okay, it starts tonight. We're doing something. We're just doing lasagna tonight. Then some left, right, center. After we open presents.
Left, right, center.
Yeah, you ever played left, right, center?
Oh, yeah.
That can get pretty competitive.
You know, we played a game last night.
Just a game of chance and people get mad. Like, dude, it's the dice. It's not me. Don't get mad at me. Give me your money.
Yeah. Played that at a Christmas party on Monday.
I mean, flipping tables mad. I mean, people get upset. We'll do it with some singles and then one round we'll do with some scratch-off lotto tickets.
That's become a... pretty, you know, I don't know how, like, so, like, in my mom's, we have these sacks, and you get, like, just little gifts for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty handy one to just fire in some lottery tickets sacks.
Well, you used to do that, then we used to play bingo, and everybody would bring, like, prizes, but it'd be, like, silly prizes. Remember that horse golf trophy I had? And I donated it to the horse race trophy, but then it broke. But I got it. It just happened to be at one of those. I won bingo, and I chose that item. Mm-hmm. So everybody brings silly items like that. We used to do that, but now it's just all left, right, center. But back to the point. We're having lasagna tonight.
That's what we're having on Christmas Eve. It's a very good. Smorgasbord of Italian.
Nothing really special. Well, I don't know what's on the menu at my dad's. We're going to my dad's Saturday night for his Christmas, him and his wife and her family. And I don't know. I'm sure Allie has coordinated with Lachelle and to bring food over. I'm sure it's going to be the traditional stuff. Knowing dad, will have some kind of smoked meat. Sunday, which would be Christmas Eve, we are doing sliders with both traditional Hawaiian rolls and pretzel buns. I think I mentioned that, just with the grilled onions and all that. And then, of course, Christmas morning, we're doing the breakfast. We're just a full breakfast menu of bacon and eggs, and I'm sure we'll have a breakfast casserole and all of that, and little mimosas, and then we'll keep it light throughout the day. So that's pretty much on my plan. How about you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's... So we're going to go to Kara's mom's Saturday night. Not sure what's on the menu. A lot of times it's more of just kind of finger foods.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not exactly sure what we're taking or what we're going to have. Ooh, I may go to Joe's. And I can get to Joe's just by walking right down the street. Brisket, rice pilaf, potatoes. You can keep the green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole.
Hey, you could walk there. You might have somebody to pick you up. You'll be so full you can't walk back.
Maybe take the golf cart. Maybe Jared can be my chauffeur from his house, pick me up and take me to Joe's.
There you go.
Come and get me. That sounds good. I don't know what we're having. I don't know what we're having at Kara's mom's. Like I said, it's a lot of times it's just kind of snacky stuff. Then Sunday for lunch out at Kara's dad's, there's going to be all kinds of different Italian lasagna, manicotti, maybe some pizza, home all made. So that'll be good. I'm sure there'll be some sort of salad mixed in there.
You're going to get that a lot from the text line.
Only if I can go to the Masters.
Only if I get an invite to the Masters.
I was invited.
People are going to hold that against you. They're going to say,
invited.
Well, yeah, I'll help you out if...
I was the one that got invited.
Yeah, you can't.
I didn't really invite myself. I just got invited. And then, you know, the big meal that we're making a week from today is when we're trying out that beef Wellington thing. So that'll be an interesting
test. Yeah, I'm interested to get a report
case
on that.
Then I'm sure we will have Eggs Benedict. That's kind of a thing at my mom's. On Christmas morning, Joe and Duana walk over across the alley, make kind of an Eggs Benedict for a brunch. I'm sure that'll happen again. Oh, there you go. Denny. Fondue, followed by driving around looking at lights on Christmas Eve. Fondue, is that a cheese? Is there different fondue? Is chocolate a fondue also, or is it just cheese the fondue?
I think it's just cheese.
Just cheese, but you could, at the, what's that place?
The Melting Pot.
That's it.
The only time I've ever
chocolate.
Gone there is for the chocolate, for
really?
A dessert. I've
See,
never gone for food.
I love cheese. I think that would be really interesting. That
sounds good. Sounds real good.
You dip all kinds of stuff in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, now this is a shocker.
We're getting all kinds of...
Traditional ham and turkey from our local beef guy.
Sometimes you got to go away.
Oh, that is pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
Granny T's 100th Christmas.
That's cool.
I got to go to her 100th birthday.
Did you?
Yes. And they had all kinds of memorabilia and, like, you know, what things cost when Granny T was born.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was shocking how inexpensive things were then compared to now. That was a really cool party with all the, they had like one, like a board with all kinds of different stuff for her turning 100.
Cool.
Oh, the Melting Pot's a long process.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, we always, we'll go eat somewhere else and then walk over. Oh, I haven't done that in years.
As like a dessert?
Just go over and get dessert.
So what do you, I mean, I'm sure with chocolate, it's just like fruit. Like strawberries,
yeah,
or pretzels?
Fruit, I think pretzels, like strawberries, marshmallows.
Yeah. I mean,
I think maybe like little Rice Krispie balls, you know, that you can dip in the chocolate. I can't remember.
Well, what do you? So you've never actually had the
not the food, no.
The food. No, I wonder what you dip in there.
Is. Yeah, and I think there's even a process where they give you, like, I don't know. I've never done the food, like the meals, but I think you could even actually dip chicken and cook it into the oil. Not 100% sure.
Looks like bread. Seeing bread in this photo.
Yeah, it's an experience.
This looks it's super cool.
But it does take a while, from what I've heard. Oil or broth for the meats.
Hmm. How interesting. Yeah, there's a pineapple. I'll tell you, we won't be eating the pineapple. Compton.
Not a pineapple fan?
He throws it up every time. I don't know what the deal is.
Wow.
Yeah, like hurls. It's not good. He's not a pineapple guy. You dip it in oil or water and boil it.
So if you gave him pineapple, if you snuck it in food, would he still throw it up?
Afraid so. Don't try it.
Oh, man.
It's not worth finding out, I'll tell you that.
I mean, there's not liking food, and then there's that.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with not liking pineapple. It just doesn't work.
His body just says, huh-uh.
He's out on it.
Wow.
He is out on the pineapple. So what do you hope to see from Santa on Monday morning?
Well, I don't have anything specific. I didn't say I want that and only that. You know, usually you have that circled and hope you get it. I had told, and I'm still on this too, is as soon as on November 1st, strike three was called, I looked at my wife, I mean, after the tears were wiped away, I said, I want nothing but Texas Rangers World Series stuff for Christmas. That's all I want. I don't care. If it says Texas Rangers World Series champions on it, that's what I want. So I got a suspicion that I might get a lot of stuff like that this year.
Man, I thought I'd found the perfect gift for my wife yesterday. Perusing.
There's no such thing. But
yes. No, I'm serious. Perusing the Facebooks, and I saw a pair of shoes. Did you happen to see this?
Uh-uh. Pair of shoes, what, they mop when you walk or something?
No. They're like your Jordans.
Uh-huh.
Except for that they were white and brown.
The Jordan 1s? The dark,
yes, yeah. Except for they were brown and white.
There you go.
They got sold out quick,
yeah.
Which was shocking in where the store was.
Man, I wish you would have told me you're looking for something like that. I got a website.
Well, I wasn't really looking for something like that until it popped up. I just, people had shared it. Like, check these out. And then by the time you could even get my wits about me, they were
done.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Anyway, those were cool.
Yeah, shoes are hard to shop for people when you're not 100% on their size, or especially for kids, because they grow so fast.
Yes.
But, yeah, if you can nail the shoes, that's pretty good.
I did.
My wife kept asking.
I did it 2 years ago.
You went okay?
Yeah, downtown. Yeah,
good.
Our man Brady had basically blaze orange on clouds. Went over well, my friend.
Good. My wife, like, we come up with this system. You know, you can create wish list on Amazon, and you can individually, you know, this is Jared's wish list, Allie's wish list. And I told her, listen, when you see something on Amazon, throw it on that wish list, not just for Christmas, but for year round. That way I can refer to it and go, okay, that's what I'm going to get her for her birthday or any occasion. I looked on it leading up to this shopping holiday season, and there's a bunch of cleaning items and kitchen items and stuff. And I don't think that goes over very well. Here's your mop, hun.
It's a trap.
Here's your duster.
It's a trap.
I'm like, I'm not going to fall into that trap.
It's a trap.
So then my dad said, well, what's Allie want? It's like, well, hey, funny you should ask.
Yeah, a brand new mop.
So I sent him the link to a couple of them.
Here's a list we could talk about next week, I just saw. Because the truth is there haven't been many great playoff games, but we could be getting a little bit closer to the playoffs. Just kind of the best ones, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, Red Rider.
Yeah, a Red Riser, a Daisy Red Rider.
All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for us. Everyone have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
We'll be back Tuesday. And then we can start talking about the year in review.
It's always fun. Those year-end shows are very fun, end-of-year shows. I mean, go back and highlight our top moments in sports this year. Yeah,
absolutely. Everybody have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas out there.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.
That ball is blistered to right. Way back, goodbye.
Hello, my name is Scott Garrison. You may remember me as Scott the Barber or just as Ron and Carla's son. I've been involved in our community since opening Scott's Barbershop on the southeast corner of 3rd and Main in 1998. Now I'm back in the same building as Garrison Financial. I started investing in my 20s. I invested through the dot-com crash and the Great Recession. I started caring for other people's money in 2018, and I truly enjoy sitting down with my clients, understanding their wants and needs, as well as what keeps them up at night. Whether my friends just want me to invest a little of their savings or want me to work with their tax and legal professionals to strive towards optimal efficiency, we can do it all. I believe communication is key to helping my clients reach their goals. For if we are faithful over a few things, we shall be given more. Contact me at scott@soonerwealth.com. Securities offered through registered representatives of Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Garrison Financial and Cambridge are not affiliated. This communication is strictly intended for individuals residing in the states of Colorado, Nevada, Oklahoma, and Texas. No offers may be made or accepted from any resident outside the specific states referenced. Cambridge does not offer tax and legal advice.